I continued writing in my teenage through to the 20s, a time which was an intriguing mix of recklessness and early-onset adult responsibilities. However, the fountain of my poetic juices dried up by the time I hit my 30s as life took over. But one fateful day, at the fine age of 40-something, I rediscovered my angsty teenage verses tucked away in a shoebox. The unfiltered melodrama in those lines could fuel a soap opera for years. Each line was a time capsule, a snapshot of who I was and what I felt at that precise moment. Given I have matured, just like my taste in coffee, I felt a bit compelled to rework these poems, equipped with hindsight and a spell checker. 13, Call of the Flame. Age written, 14 years. Theme, being in love. Context. Love, the thing that's had people swooning and stumbling since forever, kind of like a moth to a flame. While working on this poem, which is longer than your average grocery list, it dawned on me I was a lot like that moth. Both of us couldn't resist an attraction that makes zero sense, isn't covered in self-help books, and certainly doesn't have a 30-day return policy. So, in this poem, I was the love-struck moth, always getting too close to love's dangerous fire. It had the aura of something out of Shakespeare, if he was into bugs, that is. My poem is about this moth that keeps coming back to the flame, like it's got a VIP ticket to the Bad Love Choices Festival. This moth just can't help himself, stuck in an eternal cycle of wanting what it can't and definitely shouldn't have. He's like those characters in movies who fall in love against all odds. But in the real world, no one writes epic tales about a moth, probably because Mothlight Sonata doesn't sound too catchy. Updated poem, Call of the Flame. In another life, to flames I'd succumb. A moth I was, to this rhythm I'd drum. Though now a soul, from life's cycle freed, salvation's path is where my heart would lead. Before the divine I stood, a timid trace, his radiant presence a blinding grace. To recount my tale, a hesitation did bind, yet the call of the flame rekindled in my mind. A fire within, an insistent plea, drawn to its allure, the flame called to me. A forest fire's rage, consuming all it'd see, but this flame was different, burning subtly. A passion igniting, a love profound, toward this deadly dance I was bound. Closer I drew, the world at my feet, to the flame's embrace our souls would meet. The blaze, though fierce, beckoned me near. Tears of joy, every moment so clear. To this siren call my heart did chime, merged with the flame in love's sweet rhyme. The pain of parting, a lingering trace, yet to this destiny my heart would race. No regrets held, this path was my creed, for in love's embrace, I'd found all I'd need. An intriguing tale, the divine mused aloud. In your next life, which form would you be endowed? Without a pause, a moth was my plea. For this fiery love, forever my decree. His query held doubt. Is this your genuine desire? To which my heart sang, a love never to tire. Salvation offered, yet the flame was my call. For love's embrace, I'd forsake it all. What use is salvation if love's flame isn't near? This boundless passion is all I hold dear. Thus, reborn, with love as my chart, towards the flame, with an eager heart, a dance with destiny, love as my claim. Once more, I heed the call of the flame.